In looking at our medical record documentation, first of all, we look at the definition of a medical record. The medical record within itself is a collection of information that is documented by a healthcare provider concerning that provider's experience with that particular patient. That medical record could be documented in the paper format, or it could be documented in the electronic format. It does, however, contain significant information that is accurately identified in order to be able to identify a particular patient, a specific diagnosis that that provider is actually going to assess that patient as having. It justifies the treatment that that provider is doing for the patient, and, of course, it will document the course of medical care as a result of the plan of treatments that have been established by that particular health care provider. That medical records foundation is to promote a continuity of care among other health care providers. So just because one provider is documenting in that particular patient medical record does not mean that that is the only provider that will have access to that medical record. It should be documented in a way so that any other health care provider could understand what the first health care provider actually did as far as assessing the patient, developing a plan of treatment, and may be involved in the further caring of that particular patient. When we look at the specific functions of the medical record, first and foremost, that medical record has to support medical necessity. In supporting medical necessity by definition is something that's very vague, that has not been truly established as far as definitions are concerned by individual insurance carriers. But what insurance carriers deem necessary is that the medical record has to support the reason why there is a patient encounter.